Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. With the number of COVID-19 cases in Pennsylvania in excess of 8,400 and rising, Governor Tom Wolf is stressing the need to intensify all measures to help prevent further spread of the virus.
2 days ago, I amplified our social distancing efforts by instituting a statewide stay-at-home order. Today, I'm asking all Pennsylvanians to wear a mask anytime you leave your house.
Wolf says the only way to help stop the spread is to act like we all have the virus. He says while sometimes it is necessary to leave your house, he's urging anyone who really doesn't have to go outside to stay indoors. Philadelphia officials are also asking all residents to wear masks over their mouth and nose if they must venture outside. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports the advice comes as the number of COVID-19 cases in the city continues to rise.
Officials emphasize they still urge residents to stay at home, but if you are going outside, Health Commissioner Tom Farley says a mask will help keep the virus from spreading.
My mask protects you, your mask protects me. The idea is that this infection is widespread enough that this recommendation will help protect the people around those who are wearing a mask.
He also emphasizes that a simple cloth mask with a tight weave will do.
Farley says medical grade masks should be reserved for healthcare workers who are desperately short. The shortage comes as the number of cases has climbed to nearly 2,500 in the city with 26 deaths. In Montgomery County, health officials say three more people have died from the virus.
The first individual was an 87-year-old female from Upper Gwynedd Township. The second was a 94-year-old female from Springfield Township. The third is a 73-year-old male from Abington Township.
That's Commission Chair Dr. Valerie Arkush. There are now well over 800 cases in the county and 15 deaths. New Jersey virus statistics show the total number of positive cases statewide at just under 30,000, with more than 1,100 positive tests and at least 23 deaths in South Jersey. Governor Phil Murphy wants to demonstrate the state's sympathies to those who have lost loved ones. To that end, the latest executive order
directing that all flags across New Jersey be lowered to half staff, effective immediately and indefinitely, to honor those we have lost and those that we will lose.
He's also suggesting if people want to wear face masks in public, go ahead. But he says save the precious N95 masks for healthcare workers in need of them. Philadelphia school students are beginning to pick up laptops to learn from home during the coronavirus closure. As KYW's Mike DiNardo reports, the district plans to begin online instruction next month.
Superintendent William Heights says the plan is to have teachers presenting review material starting the week of April 20th with actual classes where attendance will be taken and grades issued beginning next month.
We would like to start grading in May, but that's going to be informed by how many children still do not have access.
In a conference call, Height told reporters the district was trying to negotiate a deal for hotspots for students without internet access.
Height says right now there are no plans to extend the school year for students past the scheduled end date of June 12th. So far, 31 inmates in Philadelphia prisons have tested positive for the virus. KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg reports the Philadelphia courts have announced new protocols for the expedited review of cases for those locked inside city jails.
Mayor Jim Kenney says the new court protocols will consider individuals on a case-by-case basis to quickly reduce inmate populations and limit infections.
It has to be done in a thorough way to make sure people are safe and we're not releasing the wrong people.
Under the new protocol, judges will prioritize review of cases where defendants have been convicted of economic crimes, have served their minimum sentence, or where bail is less than 25 grand and the individual has no sexual, violent, gun, or drug offenses.
Officials say all inmates are getting masks and prison staff is receiving routine wellness checks and protective equipment. If you're having trouble filing for unemployment, realize one thing, you've got a ton of company. 10 million Americans filed in the last 2 weeks, 362,000 in New Jersey, where the Labor Commissioner Robert Asaro Angelo insists staffers are trying their best to keep pace with demand.
Imagine a stadium that holds 10,000 people trying to get 2 million people through it, and each one has to go and sit down and have their claim taken and adjusted before they leave. How long would it take to get all those 2 million people through there? Quite a while.
But the bottom line, he says, everyone will receive the benefits they deserve.
Anybody that doesn't get it in this week, everything is backdated to the day you filed or to the day you separated from work.
And that includes the additional $600 from the federal relief package. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.